Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's Ms. J in the morning show.
Hit me!
Ms. J.
I give him away today. Today, no longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today,
I've been waiting all my life to get to the door. There are lights of so much more.
Today we go. If you
in the morning. Good morning to everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in. Boy, am I excited to start my day off every day the right way, right here with your girl, Miss J. It's Miss J in the morning, and we are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Miss J Productions. Those of you on the East Coast, my iArtist Radio family, shout out to you. You can listen live now on iArtistRadio.com. Shout out to DJ Abnormal and my iArtist family. Thank you so much for everybody who is listening around the world. I'm telling y'all, we have the Ms. J giveaways where I give away some awesome prizes and awesome gifts to the ones who rep the most. Later on in the show, we got the Ms. J area code check-in where you get an opportunity to rep your city. And pretty soon I'll give away something else. This week I have some people that were pretty salty because they didn't win the tickets to go see Anthony Hamilton with me. We all know today is the day, right? Today is the day. Miss J will be in Stockton, California this evening celebrating Black History Month with a gorgeous man. I mean, some people think he's ugly because, you know, he got the nappy hair around his face and he really don't comb out his afro all the way. It looked like he went to sleep with a bonnet on and just don't shape it. But I love Anthony Hamilton. Love his voice. An awesome man and awesome. I don't know him personally, but from what I see, it seems like he is. His music, loved him ever since way back in the day when he was just a featured voice on everybody else's album. Anthony Hamilton will be in concert tonight in Stockton, California at the Bob Hope Theater. Congratulations to Sharon Charles out there, the winner of free tickets to go with Miss J to celebrate and go see Anthony Hamilton. Now, I'm going to let y'all in on a little something. Something I ain't going to tell nobody, but I'm just going to tell y'all because, you know, we here together in the morning. Miss J just got an email last night that I might have some little special VIP access. So I'm going to come back to you with some insight about the Ms. J encounter with Anthony Hamilton. Now, if y'all see me on the news, because I done went crazy and hugged the man to death or kissed him and his wife got mad, look, I didn't mean to, but I'm telling y'all in advance, I love me some Anthony Hamilton. So we're celebrating today. Today on Ms. J in the morning, we're going to celebrate all things that are wonderful, all things that are great. Y'all know how we do it every day. We OD on positivity. Those of you who are new to the show, you're wondering, what the heck is she talking about? Why? What OD on what? I was clean. I don't do no drugs. I don't do that. OD on positivity is our focus, my mission right here on Ms. J in the morning. So many times in life we've OD'd on stress, OD'd on our jobs, OD'd on our families, our husbands, our wives, our children, OD'd on education, OD'd on some of y'all. Some of y'all had some substance abuse issues. But it has been medically, spiritually, and psychologically proven that changing your thoughts for the positive, changing your words for the positive, changing your actions for the positive will actually help you live a longer and healthier life. So why not OD on positivity? The Ms. J Challenge quotes, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I want everybody to clear the phlegm out your throat, get the frog out your throat. Y'all know y'all still got that morning voice. And repeat it after me. No, I said repeat it after me. That means get ready, get the toast out your mouth, swallow the coffee, hurry up. No matter what anyone says about me, repeat it, please. Don't just sit there smiling. Thank you. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. You got to declare a thing. You got to go and speak those things as if they already are. Those of you who suffer from road rage, I got it taped up in my car. I have it on my desk at work. I have it in my house. I have to remind myself over and over again that no matter what happens in life, I have a choice to be positive and I have a choice in my reactions. We want to be proactive, not reactive in life. I've said it over and over again. In life, we need to be thermostats and not thermometers. Don't allow situations to make you upset and y'all saw something you posted on Facebook and somebody else posted and you got mad, didn't know what they were talking about, but you thought they were talking about you, so now you mad, so now you're going to post something to say, people get on my nerves, when, and they wasn't even thinking about you. Now you all mad, you done called 5 people to talk about the girl, and now you done called some drama and it ain't even what it is. Be a thermostat, not a thermometer. Set the atmosphere. It's the Ms. J Challenge. You have a choice to be positive, but it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. So why not develop a habit of positivity and you on your way to a healthier, more positive, and a longer life by starting your day off the right way right here with me, your girl Ms. J and Ms. J in the Morning. We started the show off with Kirk Franklin today. You can't trip about what happened yesterday. It's already gone. You can't even worry about tomorrow. It got its own issues. You ain't even there yet. All you can do is worry about today. That's scripture, y'all. That's biblical. So for y'all super Christians that's tripping because somebody did something last Sunday in church, y'all out of order. You're out of order. So get in line and let's focus on today. The only choice you have is to be positive in every situation today. Be hopeful in every situation today. Be faithful. Be content. Not complacent. There's a difference. Look up in a dictionary. Google it. Be content with where you are today. No matter what your goals are, all you need is a little bit more positivity, and I promise you, you'll get closer to your dream. So here's my girl, Guapale, closer on Ms. J in the Morning.
Closer to my dream. is Matt, reppin' Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Yeah. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You can heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you, who are beautiful, yeah, you, who are brilliant, yeah, you, who are powerful, yeah, you, who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who feels that she is not special, 'cause she don't look like a supermodel Coke bottle. The next time the radio tells you to shake your money maker, shake your head and tell them you're a leader. Now we're moving from the darkness into light. This is the defining moment of our lives, yeah. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You can heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you, who are beautiful, yeah, you, who are brilliant, yeah, you, who are powerful, yeah, you, who are resilient, yeah, you, who are beautiful, yeah, you, who are brilliant, yeah, you, who are powerful, yeah, you, who are resilient, yeah, you. This song is for you, yeah, you. This song is for you, yeah, you.
Said, India Irie, beautiful flower. I love that song. Y'all know anything India put out is really cool. It's going to be that acoustic, make you fall in love with yourself type music, make you smile at yourself and sway side to side. You are beautiful. You are brilliant. You are gorgeous. You are marvelous. You are awesome. You are what you say you are. The where you are today is a result of the words you spoke about yourself yesterday. So if you're a little bit unhappy with the way your life is, change your language. Change your language for the positive, not just about others, but also about yourself. You're the first to hear the words that come out of your own mouth. So speak words of love and positivity and joy and rainbow and sunshines, and the world will be all a better place. Yeah, right. It's Miss J in the Morning, India Irie, beautiful flower right before that. Go up and lay with closer to my dreams. Y'all know I love that song. That song makes me want to, like, wake up while the sun is rising and the song plays, and then it ends in this beautiful, like, burst of, like, I don't know, sparkle or something. Y'all know I'll be on one right here on Miss J in the Morning. So I want to talk about some things for a minute before we get right back into some music. Shout out to everybody who's continuing to call in. Those of you who called in, you dial 714-816-4743. To all my listeners who are listening on the computer, you can listen from your phone. So if you have to go to drop the kids off, you got to get to work, if you got to run back in the office, just call me on your phone. Put me down real low or put the Bluetooth in your ear and you can listen. 714-816-4743. It's Miss J in the Morning, and I appreciate all of you who are following me on Twitter, my new followers. What's up to my new Tweety Boos? My new stubbies on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. New videos coming up soon. And to all my friends on Facebook, shout out to you. Now, I want to answer some questions. Those of you who are on the website, MissJProductions.com, I appreciate your emails, your questions. Keep them coming. I'm going to answer them as much as I can. Those of you who are asking about a fan page, the fan page is actually being created now. And y'all know I got to do something different than everybody else. But to all my fans, you guys are like family to me, so I don't need a whole bunch of numbers just for a fan page. I appreciate all of you who are tuning in to the radio show. I haven't even checked the numbers yet, but we are well over 15,000 faithful listeners. That's not including the people that just call in one time and don't call in again. They're counting the ones that continue to call in around the world. So I appreciate you. Those of you who are sending me emails about questions to be answered, I appreciate your love and your honesty. I appreciate your motivation and that you even honor my opinion and value my wisdom and education. So keep the questions coming. But what's funny is that most of you who email me, men and women, even the young ones, have questions about love and relationships. I don't know if it's just because we're getting closer to Valentine's Day, we just came out of the holidays, it's wintertime, people want to get closer and snuggle up, but y'all just really are desperate, like not desperate in a bad way, but you guys are yearning, desiring, and longing for like that romance. Is that what we're all about? I truly believe we are. I mean, God created Adam and Eve. He created Adam first and Eve out of his rib, and Eve was deemed to be his helpmeet or his helpmate. So I guess we're all longing for that we were created to be together, man and woman, you know, a cord of three strands, which is not quickly broken, that type of thing. But it's kind of funny that y'all are asking me. Miss J is single. I don't mind telling everybody that I'm single because I really ain't got it right yet. I don't know. I can share with you what not to do. I can share with you what I've learned from doing what I used to do, the experiences that I've had, even observing my close friends who are married or in positive or healthy relationships. Even I can share some things with you to the ones that I've noticed that need to just break it off. Y'all know how it is. You see somebody together and you're like, y'all just a waste of time. Then they're going to add a kid in there and you're like, dang, this mess right here. So I'll answer all of your questions. But another thing that is very interesting is that most of the people who ask me questions about relationships are women. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm a woman and y'all just want advice from a woman and men. Y'all just want to talk to your boys about it. But it seems that women, you guys are just on it about relationships. Y'all will give me a whole two-page synopsis on how you feel about relationships, and then your question is, do you think I'm ready? I can't answer those type of questions if you're ready or not, but what I can encourage you to do is to remind yourself that if you cannot love yourself while you're single and be comfortable in your aloneness, be secure in who you are by yourself, it is not going to work in a relationship. I am not the type of person to say, oh, he completes me. I don't believe in 50-50 coming together. I believe in 100 and 100 coming together to create one. One times one is one. That's what I believe. That's just math. That's just the order of God. I don't believe, you know, I believe we have soulmates or people who are destined to be with us, but there's also seasons where people will come into our lives and leave just to teach us some things. There's nothing that happens under the sun that God does not allow. So even the relationships that you're in, it all happens for a reason, even if they don't last. So I encourage all of you women who are continuing to ask me questions about, I'm a single woman, I'm beautiful, I used to model, I don't have any kids, and I'm 34, I own my own home, I own my car, I'm an independent, you know, single woman, I'm beautiful, why am I still single? Don't stress about it. Be okay with where you are in life. Be okay with who you are in life and let it happen. Don't force it. In my experiences, I know that if you ever tell a man what he needs to do or suggest what he should do, he's going to do the exact opposite. So the same with the universe. Don't push it. Don't put it out there. Don't have that on your priority list because it's going to happen for you. Just believe and accept it that right now you're single. Right now you have the freedom and not the responsibility of a relationship. Relationships are responsibilities. They need management. They need time. They need grooming. They need work. And if you're not ready to do that, you can't get all into the, you know, the romance and, oh, he's feeding me cheese and I'm sipping on some fruit punch and he wants a sip and I sip and you sip and we sip. I don't, okay, that type of stuff. Now, to all of you, y'all got that puppy love thing going. That's just the way of life. But to y'all grown folks who are waiting for that, you got to think ahead, y'all, like 5, 10, 15, 20, 50 years down the line. Is this a person I want to have children with? Not because they got good hair, because their grandmama probably don't have good hair, and that gene hit your child and you mad. I'm serious. People have asked me questions. I'm not joking. Don't try to get with a person because he got swag. Swag does not pay the bills. Swag does not help you emotionally. Swag doesn't even listen to you when you need a shoulder to cry on. To y'all men, just because she got a banging body don't mean she got a banging mind nor wisdom. Just because she has a college degree doesn't mean that she is applying it. You have to do your research with these people. You have to make sure that, you know, if you want to casually date, let them know. I'm not looking to do nothing serious. Men, listen. If you're not looking to be in anything serious, let them know. Let the woman make the choice. Don't snag them and be like, oh, yeah, oh, you're beautiful. I only think about you. You call them every day. And then, you know, 4 years go down the line and you wondering why she tripping and she done changed. It's because she really thought that you was going to propose in about 2 years. And she's just too scared to go ahead and say it because she don't want to be alone. So y'all need to be real with each other. And when you meet them, be like, I ain't looking to put no marriage right now. I ain't thinking about being married. I'm scared of the word married. I don't want no kids right now, but I do want to have sex. I mean, just be real, be up, and y'all, I keep it real. No, you don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't have the drama that you're having right now. Be real with yourself first. That's all I'm saying. But another thing I want to talk about before I keep rambling on about relationships, because, you know, we can talk about that all day. Stop. These are mainly for women. Stop reading all this crazy stuff about 5 ways to snag a man, 10 ways to make your man fall in love with you, 18 ways to keep the man that you have and also have another man look at you at the side eye. I don't believe in all that. I mean, I get it with media and, you know, magazines wanting to do all this type of stuff to get you to read more, but just stop it. I mean, while I'm doing my research for the news, they have the 21-minute secret to a happier marriage, literally. A secret, y'all, 21-minute secret to a happier marriage. It's actually a study that has been done. They tested a few hundred married couples ranging from the age of 20-somethings to 70-somethings that's been married from a range of like 5 years to, you know, 15, 20 years. And they did a study, and the study basically said that, you know, you got to write some stuff down. You know, if you go through some issues, write it down, you know. Do some things to help each other out. Take 21 minutes out of your day frequently with the person. Like, exercise together for 21 minutes. Conjure up a romantic memory. You know, sit back on the couch and be like, remember when, boo, we had went to that restaurant and we was both eating spaghetti And we were sucking the noodles, and it made us kiss each other. That was so cute. Do that for 21 minutes. Exchange back rubs. I rub your back, you rub mine. I kiss you, you kiss me. You know, that type of thing, they say that, you know, in 21 minutes, adding that will actually change your marriage. The studies show that people actually writing down their feelings, writing down their issues that they're having from a third-party perspective, you know, writing it like they're a person watching their relationship versus themselves actually made the person less angry, gave them another perspective, and helped them resolve their issues. 21-minute secret to a happier marriage. See, that's how they get us, because the gist of the whole thing is communication. There's no secret. Talk it out and quit tripping. That's basically what they're saying. Spend quality time together. Most of the time people spend together in relationships or in marriages in the bedroom. And if all the things that you're doing is in the bedroom, you can't expect to be happy when you're outside of the bedroom. Y'all ever seen those type of relationships where they got 18 kids but they argue all the time? Well, most of the time they spend is in the bedroom. So I'm going to post it on Facebook, y'all. We're going to talk about the forum. We're going to get it together and all that other type of stuff. But don't get caught up in all these little 21 minutes. They really said it was a secret. Are you kidding me? How is that a secret? Spend time together. Get to know each other. Be happy with who you are. We're going to get back into some music. I'm going to open the forum. Let's talk about it, y'all. It's Ms. J in the morning, and we'll be right back after this.
That doesn't mean a thing. I'm living for the joy and laughter. I'm learning from my befores and afters. All and all, it's been cool. His grace, it brought me through. I'm so happy being me. Oh, broken dreams that went down stream. As we grow, we live and know. Some things were never meant to be, but everything that you've been through, God designed just to bless you. That's why memories lead us to our victory. I'm so happy loving me.
Happy loving me. So happy being me. I'm regretting nothing about me.
Too busy living life,
giving love freely.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Managed, making it happen.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity. Variety show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room. Videocast and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the site, MizJProductions.com. There you can find out all the information about what's going on with the show, where I'll be, what I'll be doing, who's I'll be with. Make sure you become my friend on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, and y'all don't forget to log on to iArtistRadio.com. We are now featured 5 days a week, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also listen live on iArtistRadio.com. Make sure you log on and download the iTunes app. Y'all know I get excited to say that I'm featured on a mobile app. You can listen 24/7 to the best in R&B, hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, morning inspiration, and, of course, your girl, Miss J in the morning, 5 days a week. That's how we do it. Y'all can listen anytime you want to. So why don't you go ahead, download the app, and it's for free. Shout out to DJ Abnormal. My iArtist Radio family, the iArtist team is off the chain. Every time I get on Twitter, they're promoting. They're hitting me up. I thank you so much. I love you all. Those of you who are listening on the East Coast, down in the dirty, dirty Midwest, up north, West Coast, those that are in Canada, shout out to my homies in Africa. They are so encouraging. The ones in Japan, thank you so much. They actually sent me like this little card, this e-card that said thank you for being so inspirational. And I love that. I love getting the love. Shout out to those that are in the UK that did a video response and was blowing me kisses. I don't know if I could do that type of long distance relationship. But I love the love, and shout out to all of you who are calling in and listening on the computer right here in the U.S. of A. I love y'all. Thank you for staying with me. Those of you who are just calling in, welcome and good morning. It's Miss J in the morning, and now it's time for the Miss J area code check-in. It's your opportunity to rep your city. While y'all was calling in, y'all know I was writing it down, keeping you locked in. Those of you who are on your computer, you always do that. Every time I announce the Miss J area code check-in, I get like 15 of y'all that go ahead and call in. So hurry up. Get in where you fit in, 714-816-4743. I don't want to miss any of y'all, so y'all got to get here on time. We over halfway through the show. Where y'all been? Y'all hit that snooze button a couple of times, didn't you? Yeah, I'm calling you out. It's time for the Miss J area code check-in. We're going to try to get through this without me messing up, so y'all don't make me laugh. Okay. Here we go. 501-357-8219-163-233-9176-770-416-678-510-818-860-513-318-864-213-318-864-232-662-833-48. Woo! We got it in. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. I really do appreciate the love. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to the Macs and the PCs. No matter how you tuned in, if you got an iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, flip phone, sliding phone, sideways phone, upside down phone, Sprint, AT&T, Verizon, Metro, PCS, Cricket, Track phone, I don't know, what T-Mobile, however you got in, thank you so much for calling in. It truly does mean a lot to me. Y'all can listen to them other lying folk, and they say, oh, it's not in the numbers don't matter, please. I appreciate it. If y'all didn't show me love, I would not be able to stay on air 5 days a week. It's only been about 5 months that I've been back on the air on the West Coast, and you guys are showing so much love that I'm overwhelmed. I really do love it. So we're going to talk about a little bit more about this love thing right before the commercial break, y'all. We're talking about relationships and love because it seems that that's what most of y'all want to talk about. So y'all remember a while ago, what was that, 2009? Whoa, don't even seem like it was that long. It was some years, it was a couple of years ago. The whole Chris Brown and Rihanna type, yeah, y'all remember when they had her face all on swollen and bruised, all on the internet. Now, I want to give a shout out to, just have a serious moment, Tender Hands Safe Haven. Y'all know that's my organization. It's not mine. I don't own it. But I am a part of it and a supporter of Tender Hands Safe Haven. It's a nonprofit organization that supports, that helps, that places families in healthier environments, women and children. We are against, there is never, ever an excuse for abuse, whether it's verbal, emotional, physical. There's never an excuse for abuse. And I appreciate all of you guys who are supporting Tender Hands Safe Haven, who are supporting who I support. Those of you who need help, log on to tenderhandssafehaven.org. Find out all the information. There's a 1-800 number. It's toll-free. You can call. They're available 24/7. They don't take holidays off. They don't take weekends off. So whenever you need help or need some guidance because somebody else needs help, make sure you log on to Tender Hands Safe Haven. Now, with that being said, let's get back into Chris Brown and Rihanna. Let's get back into what happened. Now, those of you who don't know, maybe you're overseas and you wasn't up on it, but everybody know. Y'all know Rihanna. You know, she's from the islands, and, you know, she does all that cute stuff, and she started out way back in the day with Phone the Replay, Mr. Didi Wants to Turn the Music Up, you know, all that stuff, and Chris Brown with, I don't even remember the first song he came out with. He got so many hits, I can't even remember the first one. But anyway, so they're music stars, they're pop stars, R&B stars, dance stars, and they ended up dating, and out in L.A., I believe it was the Grammys or some type of music award. They left in the car, and they got into an argument. And apparently sometime in between the argument, Chris Brown laid hands, and he wasn't trying to anoint her or pray for her. He laid hands on her. He beat her, and, you know, the police got involved, and it just went crazy. He was arrested. He did time. He lost endorsements. He lost fans. I mean, people were really, really upset. Rihanna was just under the microscope forever, even now, even when she did the, Oprah Winfrey interview where, you know, you do the life thing and Oprah went to her house. You know, everybody is still asking her, like, how did it feel to be in that type of relationship? How did it feel when you're getting views and all this other type of stuff? And it just really got crazy, and it's still crazy for a long time. I mean, he dyed his hair blonde, got 18 million tattoos, start doing some crazy songs about watching him get paper and sex and all this just craziness. But, you know, in between all that happening, you kept seeing Rihanna and Chris Brown together, right? Like, it was like she never left him. Like, there were sightings, you know, he would come to her house and, you know, the paparazzi, TMZ is like, oh, Chris Brown got locked out. He at the gate of Rihanna's house trying to get in and all this other type of stuff. And when it was happening, it made me question Rihanna's credibility. Not just because she's Rihanna, I don't have anything against her, but as a woman. I mean, if anybody puts hands on you, you know, you need to leave. And statistics will show in abusive relationships, the abused will always go back to the abuser. But I'm just going to go ahead. Y'all know how I do. I put my opinion out there. Y'all can get mad if you want to. I never condone a man putting his hands on a woman at any time. I don't condone women putting their hands on men. Yet, given the conditions, the situation, who this person is, Chris Brown comes from an abusive background. Rihanna knew this. Rihanna knows this. I kind of looked at her like, okay, what did you do? What? Not that there's any excuse, but what did you do? Women, you can't yell at a man. Put your finger in his face. Slap him. Spit on him. Get in his face. Call him all kind of names and expect him to just walk away, especially when he doesn't come from healthy relationships. Most men, that's the choice you need to make, is to just walk away. Yes, that's what's supposed to happen, but it does not always happen. So if you get into that hostile situation, you cussing him out, you doing this, you cheating, you know, there was rumors about her cheating, sleeping with other people, he and Drake are going back and forth, she and Drake video and doing all this other type of craziness, y'all in the limelight, it's stress, it's pressure. It honestly was not a shock to me, but what was a shock to me is that she played, and I'm not saying that she was taking this a lot, but it seems as if she was playing the victim because she had to, because the picture was out and everybody's responses. But I don't think that was the first time that happened. I think this is something that was ongoing. This is something that needed to be brought to the light. And it just proves my thoughts and my opinion about it, because now Chris Brown and Rihanna are back together. It is official. They're back together. Chris Brown had to go to court. Apparently the prosecution or whoever reports or whatever he reports to, because now he's on probation, you know, from his time and all that stuff, and he has to do, like, community service and all this other type of crap. And, yeah, I said crap. And apparently he did not do the time that he was supposed to do, and so he's getting in trouble. So he had to go back to L.A. to go to court, and, you know, the prosecution didn't have any solid evidence that he, you know, didn't do his time, but they're saying that when they did, it wasn't enough. He got to do, like, community labor. You know, he got to go and volunteer somewhere, and he got to do all this other type of stuff. And he's in Virginia. He's from Virginia, his home state, so he had to go and do his community labor back in there. So he had to fly all the way out to Los Angeles to go to court, and the judge rescheduled another court hearing for April 5th to find out, you know, do some investigation. But with all that being said, guess who was in the courtroom blowing him kisses and saying, I love you? Rihanna. Yeah, Rihanna was in the courtroom with Chris Brown, Chris Brown's sister and mother. She was with the family, supporting and crying, because this is just too much for him, and they're taking him back to court, back and forth, and it shouldn't be all that. Yeah, now she's defending him. Even went on the Oprah special. I watched it. She was like, I get mad because I wonder, you know, everybody's, you know, checking on me, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, who's checking on him. He's the one that needs the help. And, yeah, I love him. I always love him. You know, I was like, stay back together. They never broke up. I don't think they ever broke up. I think that because it's the media and people took it to that height that it got all blown out of proportion and she had to press charges, because if she didn't, then, you know, she would lose her fans and she would look crazy. But I don't think Chris Brown and Rihanna ever broke up. And I think that's why he went crazy, because he's sitting there like, I got to be the one to be the bad guy. And I'm still sitting here with this girl. And I just, it makes me upset that this type of stuff happens in the media and in relationships, period. I don't think, I'm saying it, Ms. J don't think Chris Brown and Rihanna ever broke up. I don't think they ever broke up. I think it was all about publicity, media, having to play the game and the politics in the industry. And now it's been proven that they are dating again. She shows up to court with Chris Brown, blowing him kisses, just doing too much to prove that she loves her man. She going to stick by her man. Everybody go through ups and downs. I'm sorry. If a man ever swell up my lip and put some bruises on my face, ain't going to be no ups. The only down is going to be 6 feet under. I'm just saying. That's just me. I don't know if anybody else feel the same, but we going to talk about it. We're going to get into some music. We're going to open up the forum. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Y'all can be upset if you want to, but Ms. J going to say what she going to want to say, because I can say something. So let's get back into some music, because I need to release. I need to relax, relate, and release this, because this did make me upset. But I need to OD on positivity, so let's get into some music so I can woo-sah. It's Ms. J in the morning, y'all. We got to pray for them, too. Lord.
Yeah. better time. Empty, lonesome, wishing they could pass some of the legacy onto me, so I can make heads turn, fans wave, and mouths flap. Dressed to the nines for Jesus, their hats match their shoes, match their purses, match their souls, and honey gold, baby blue, Georgia peach, which bled casually into bright skin tones. Beautiful ebony, pretentious tan, and highfalutin yellow. Never white, because then the motherboard would throw down, still they sit there. My inspirational gospel rainbow. Ignoring foot corns in order to reach salvation. Sweating out perms and wigs in the awesome name of Jesus. They are the skeleton of my religious experience. The cartilage between the backbone that is my fear of God. The bosom I cried into when I discovered the many levels of death and the sharp thorns of life for the first time. For the first time. Washed away like the snow, that I would look through that glorious rainbow that came to reside on the front pew and see the proverbial pot of gold brimming with the end of false hope, false love, and false promises, that the rain falling from their eyes would be the last tears any generation would ever have to shed.
Morning. Y'all know she did her international premiere, exclusive premiere of her latest track, Rainbow, right here on Miss J in the Morning. Y'all can't get it anywhere else. Y'all know how we do it right here on Miss J in the Morning. We OD on positivity, even though right before that song I had to go left. But we're going to bring it back and be positive. The rainbow, no matter what situation, God's promises are yay and amen. No matter what anyone says about you, no matter what anyone does to you, make a choice today to be positive in every way. Shout out to M. Michelle, awesome neo soul spoken word artist. She's under the Fly Company. So hit her up on theflycompany.com, M. Michelle. She's also on Twitter. She's on Facebook and on YouTube. M. Michelle Speaks. And she will be live right here on Ms. J in the Morning soon. We got the M. Michelle takeover coming up. Well, she'll be, you know, kind of my co-host taking over the show. We'll get into some details about how she do what she does. What she doing next, what she finna do, what she doing, you know, might give away a little something to y'all, so make sure you stay tuned. Y'all know we're at the end of the show, and it's bittersweet, because I love being with y'all, but y'all not gotta know, you gotta go to work, you gotta get the kids, you gotta feed them snacks, you gotta get to school, you gotta do all that great stuff, and I am just blessed to know that I gave you a nugget of something, a pinch of something else, a sprinkle of something to help you live a longer and happier life. I know I at least put a smile on your face one time. At least one time for your holy mind. Thank you so much for tuning in to Miss J in the Morning. I love you guys so, so much. Make sure you tune in and tell everybody to do so as well. Shout out to my girl Tahira out there in VA. Love you, girl. That's my Spelman sister. She's more than just a Spelman sister. She's family. Thank you so much for listening and supporting me. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I love you guys so, 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 so much. So I'm going to leave you with this song, just a little bit of encouragement from my boy Life Jennings, y'all. It could have been worse, so just be grateful that it isn't. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Mwah.
Yeah. You always complaining about how bad stuff is for us. Complaining about a light bill. Hell, there's people that don't even got light. You know? So I want to tell everybody listening, man, embrace your struggle, because no matter what, man, true story, it could have been worse. Come on. I was going through some changes in my life, cussing and complaining every night, telling God the way he's treating me ain't right, and how I don't deserve this. Then a voice from somewhere came to me and say, you got no audacity to fix your mouth to disrespect. How soon we forget. Mama's hooked on drugs, and this depression got some folks losing their homes. They spent their whole life saving for. It's petty in comparison. And tell me you would switch places with them.
You only go to God to complain,
but if you ever went to Him to just say pain,
and don't you remember?
Somebody's watching you
and gave you another chance.
Yeah.